أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had warned us in the journey of this life that there are two distractions, there are two dangers. One is this material world itself, it should not deceive us, and the second is shaitan. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains to us a very important concept with regards to life in itself and our deeds. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Is that person whose evil actions that are adorned for him, فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, then he sees these evil actions to be good. Can that person be on guidance? Can that person be on the right path? And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about an extreme danger that man can go into. One is a person does good and he practices righteously, and if he commits some sin, he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person that is on the wrong, he is disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he knows and he acknowledges that he is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is that person that is doing the wrong, he is in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and yet he thinks that he is doing right. Now such a person is being misguided, and such a person is in extreme danger. First of all, this condition comes upon a person that when one commits a guna and a sin, one does not make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in not making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual heart of that person begins to blacken. And when that begins to blacken, whatever wrongs the person does, that person sees it to be not only good, but that person sees it to be very beautiful, and the person becomes proud about the wrongs that that person does, and that is absolute deviation for an individual. At the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that shaitan is the one that adorns and decorates the actions of man, and man falls into this trap also. So hence, there is extreme danger. Can we imagine that a person has undertaken or decided to travel to a particular destination, he is traveling in the opposite direction, and yet he feels that he is on the right road? Obviously that person is going the wrong way, and hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this example of such a person in this ayat also. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes to guide. Some of the ulama, Imam Baghawi rahimahumullah, he states that this in actual fact was revealed at the time when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the hidayat of one of two people, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Jahl. At that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, O Allah strengthen Islam by either one of them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this portion of the ayah that فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. Now here the deviation is not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and wishes that man goes wrong, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees the condition of a person, and that person's arrogance, like in the case of Abu Jahl, his arrogance had reached such limits and such extents, hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had deviated him. And وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided, and Allah ta'ala guided Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ. So Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not let your soul go and leave you upon them hasarat, because of regret. That when somebody is deviated, a group of people are deviated, in the context of Makkah Mukarrama, the people of Makkah Mukarrama refused to accept Islam and Iman at the hands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you should not lose yourself because of this remorse and regret that you have in your heart, because man is going astray. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah alimum bima yasna'un. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of what they do. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about perhaps the worst danger as far as spirituality is concerned of man, that when we do wrong, we think that we are on the right path, and that can actually deviate a person, swing a person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.